This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. With some commodities, extra players in the market can cause some tension within the industry, but not in the world of natural fibers. Fourth-generation sheep farmer Paul Ensor says in talking with other wool producers and hemp farmers, more players are welcomed.
In the natural fiber part of the world, in the clothing industry, it's such a small component that I think the more people that are singing about wool and, you know, natural fibers, the better. From everyone's perspective, we all benefit. The other part of your question is really around, you know, other people coming in with the hemp merino blend as well. So it's not something you can patent, because basically it's an 80-20 blend, for instance. I guess the secret sauce is the type of wool and the type of hemp we're using and the processing that goes on prior to that. But we can't patent that because someone could come in, you know, with a 81-19% blend, you know, so there's no real point in doing that. So that used to worry us a lot, but we've been first to market. I guess if a big player came in with it, that might cause some challenges for us. But we also have that unique story of being connected to farm, and I think that resonates with people really well.
Ensor is not only a sheep farmer himself, but he is the co-founder of Hemprino, a clothing brand that blends hemp fibers with merino sheep wool. This has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. Visit aginfo.net.